So, question. If the Old Testament gospel is exactly the same as the New Testament gospel, what changed when Jesus came? What changed? Something must have changed. Well, remember outside of the Ark of the Covenant, there was another law which was written by man called the ceremonial law. Well, that law fell away. Deuteronomy 31, 24 to 26 speaks of Moses writing that law. The Lord told Moses, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. This is when Moses had to write down these statutes and these laws, not put them inside the Ark with the Ten Commandments, but put them outside the Ark. And this all came to an end in Colossians 2, 14 to 17. It explains that Jesus' crucifixion was blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of a new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. So this is the most well-known text used to explain that you are no longer under the law, that the law has been abolished because it's been nailed to the cross. But the question needs to be asked, which law was referred to in Colossians 2? Which law referred to meat? Was there any law in the moral law that referred to meat or to drink or to a holy day? Well, there is, except that it didn't mention new moons or Sabbath days. You see, Sabbath days with a small s is, if you look in the New King James Version, it's not Sabbath day with a capital S, it's Sabbath days with a small s. Those are all the festivals and the wheat sheaf and the Passover, etc., etc. Those were called Sabbath days. Now, which law referred to a meat, drink, holy day, new moon, Sabbath days, etc.? Well, it was the ceremonial law.